Friends, we're going to have quite a bit of time today in which we'll get to explore this approach to meditation that we'll be experiencing today. For now, I'd like to move straight into an exercise that I love. And if anything in you is like, oh my gosh, can I do this right now? Just know that a room full of teenagers has done this exercise more times than I can count. So if the teens can do it, we can do it. I like to refer to this as sharing our way-seeking stories. So again, we're paying attention to the relational field today as much as we're paying attention to our personal practices. Have you ever had that experience where you show up to maybe a retreat and you're attending to your personal practice and you appreciate that other people are attending to their personal practice too, but it doesn't feel like necessarily a woven experience, this sort of personal and collective. So today we're tending to the weaving by bringing in some of these relational activities. So this first one is you'll be in a dyad. All right, so a little bit about the way-seeking story. This is a practice in conscious, compassionate communication as much as it's a practice in getting to know who we're practicing with. So you're going to have a partner, and one person in the dyad is going to be the compassionate witness. And this is quite powerful, actually, to give yourself permission to step outside any habit to bring your conditioning into the space. Folks know what I mean by bringing your conditioning into the space. So bringing my conditioning in the space might look like my partner sharing and my attention is on all the ways in which I'm judging their experience based on my lived experience. So I'm conditioned to judge particular people or conditioned or habituated to judge particular people, let's say. And in this situation, I'm bringing my conditioning in the space by doing that, even if I'm just being silent. So in this practice, what we're doing is we're just watching that arise. And instead of indulging it, we're bringing our attention back to just being presence for our partner. And then if you're speaking, that's a practice too. Because the invitation is not just to tell your story. The invitation, the way I like to speak about this is we're meeting each other essence to essence. So it really doesn't matter to me where you're coming from, what you do for a living. I mean, those things are interesting. But today we're specifically giving ourselves permission to do what sometimes is difficult to do in the outside world, which is find what's underneath all of those other outfits and meeting each other there to the best of our ability. So if I'm speaking, I want to speak in a way that invites connecting with you. So if I'm speaking with Suze, I'm going to give myself permission. Suze is being presence for me. I'm going to give myself permission to perhaps pause more than I usually would. Maybe I say a little something and then I just look to see if there's anything else to say. By the way, this is an optional activity. So if you just want to journal during this time, you can, or meditate during this time, you can. It's not required, but I want to, especially if you're having a little resistance, I want to invite you to explore that resistance. And so you're sharing and sharing from presence. Everybody know the experience of, okay, I'm just sharing from my story of me. I'm sharing from like who I want you to see me to be. Do you know that one? I've never had that experience, but I've heard that sometimes people can feel a pressure, right, to present your identity. Here are the things about me that I want you to know. So in this exercise, we're giving ourselves permission to tap into something that might be under that conditioning or under that habit. And the theme of this exercise is called sharing your way-seeking story. So in Zen, it's a way to acknowledge what drew you to the path. So for some of you, that might just be, that's a little big. I'm just going to talk about like what drew me into this workshop today. If you're like, what path? I just saw this write-up. I'm getting trained as a therapist. I have to get CEUs for something. This looked good. It said meditation and right? It doesn't really matter, but you're asking yourself to connect with the deepest level of what draws you here today, and also what draws you to want to know yourself in the deepest sense, to know others in the deepest sense. What calls you? To be free. Are there any questions about this? One person's going to share. Brace yourselves for those who are already like, oh, these exercises. It's going to be a full 4 minutes. For some of you, that may feel torturous. Remember, practice. We're practicing with what makes us uncomfortable. Anything out there in the world making you uncomfortable these days? Might there be a benefit of us, stretching our capacity to be with discomfort? Okay, so 4 minutes. And then, Bob, if you'll let people on Zoom know that the 4 minutes is up, CB, I see your hand, I'll be right there. You can just let people know, if you would, when the 4 minutes is up. And then in this room, I'll share a little bell when 4 months is up, and then you'll switch. So again, if Susan and I are partnered, I'm just being presence for those 4 minutes. I'm not putting a spin on anything she's saying. I'm not asking questions about it for just this exercise. Okay, compassionate witness. Then if Suze has said everything she wants to say, we're just sitting in silence together. That's also radical, right? When's the last time you were hanging out with someone and it was like, there's just really nothing else alive in this moment. Let's just gaze into each other's eyes. Just really feel each other essence to essence and be still. Just doesn't happen often. I've had people do this exercise and they've ended up partnering with their partner and they'd be like, we haven't been that present with each other in a long time. Even people we're really close to, we sometimes get in a habit of not really dropping in with them. So that's the invitation. This notion of a way-seeking story. So the reason I gave so much background about this, the spaciousness of being, is because for many of us, if we are asked to share our way-seeking story, or like if someone were to say, what drew you to want to be awake in the world? We might go to story, like this like narrative that we've told before, for example. So this is getting under any rehearsed narrative you might already have and looking to see what's alive in this moment about what calls me to be awake. And it can include your history. So if someone said to me, what's your way-seeking story? I might find myself called to remember again and live into this memory of being on my first Zen retreat. The one that I drove to with beer in the car, having not read the fine print. So I thought I was going to just spend, I thought it was like sort of like a conscious party, like lots of people, we'd do some meditation. You know, I didn't read the fine print about it, there being silence. Remember, I already confessed, sometimes I just end up in experiences and then I learn what they are later. So that was one of those. So true story, I just was clueless about what I was stepping into. It's like someone invited me, it sounded good, great, why not? I have time off. I was living in a community for people with developmental disabilities. I was a live-in caregiver. I had this week off. It was an easy drive away, why not? So I had no idea what I was getting into, and then once I was in it, my world was blown open. That would be an example of something that I'd want to be able to speak to from not just retelling a story, but feeling into what's true about that for me now. So I might share that as a backdrop or context, but then I might share, what's true for me now about this way-seeking story, and what's true for me in this moment that I've never said in relationship to this story before. But what's true for me in this moment about that experience is that I can see that a thread that has been woven through my practice for all these years is a deep love of adventure. Like this desire to be engaged with life that's truly adventurous, to not be dead to my life, to know what it means to be alive on the deepest level. So for that reason, to throw myself into what others might call challenging situations. Why did I go from a monk to being inside the walls of a high school where the principal had never heard the word mindfulness? So this desire to be engaged with life fully in an adventurous way that ignites courage and bravery and willingness is something that's been a theme through my life. So that's just an example of me sharing authentically with you about my way-seeking story. So again, 4 minutes each. Is anyone like, oh, 4 minutes, that's nothing. Let's do five. What time is it? Come on, y'all. What do you think? Five? Oh, gosh. I've got this. All right. Close your eyes. I'm just going to do this with folks in the room. Well, no, I can do it on Zoom, too, since I can see you. So close your eyes. Or gaze downward, if that feels safer. Raise your hand if you're like, you know what, 4 minutes is already a stretch for me. I would like to not do it more than four. Okay, raise your hand if you're like, five, let's do it. Okay, thanks, you can lower your hands. Y'all, fives win. Fours, take care of yourselves. That might look like just pausing and closing your eyes and taking care of that young introvert within. Give them some unconditionally loving reassurances for a moment, right? Really let it be a practice to be in a situation where you're stretching yourself and to ask, how am I taking care of myself in a situation where I'm stretching myself? Am I just like forcing myself through this? Or can I pause? Can I be with the breath? Remember, you can close your eyes. Again, what other setting can you do that in a dyad with someone, right? That might seem kind of weird. You're in a meeting, you decide you really need to just pause, you close your eyes. I was even in a podcast, y'all, recently, and it was just audio. And I realized there was something that came up. It was about race. There was a lot of charge around it. And I was like, okay, I'm gonna pause. And I paused, and the podcast host was like, hello? I was like, wow, this is like a Dharma podcast. It's like, is it okay for us to just like pause? And it turns out, I'm sure it was. I think they were just wondering if I was still there, but it's kind of funny. So bringing your attention to the breath and remembering the role, the assignment, to be compassionate presence, whether sharing or listening.